I'm working for the king, making paper whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
Sold I to the merchant ships.
Has the Federal Reserve or Treasury participated in any gold swaps arrangements? The Federal Reserve does not own any gold at all. We have not owned gold since 1934, so we have not engaged in any gold swap.
Well, I guess we'll have to move right on then to Plan B.
I thought you wanted gold.
I changed my mind!
If they dare to come out in the open field and defend the gold standards, the good thing, we will fight them to the uttermost. Having behind us the producing masses of this nation and the world, supported by the commercial interests, the laboring interests, and the toilers everywhere, we will answer their demand for a gold standard by saying to them, you shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns. You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold.
And that, my friends, was William Jennings Bryan with his famous Cross of Gold speech back in 1896. You remember, you were there. Abolish the gold standard. That was the quest. That was the goal. And that was achieved as he hung on the stage of the Democrat National Convention as if he himself were on a cross. The crowd swooned. At first, there was dead silence. And then they rushed. They rushed to him because he was to be the next Democrat candidate for president of these United States. He eventually lost out to William McKinley. However, the progressive concept of abolishing the gold standard had not. This is Gregory Carpenter, your host, Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. Thanks for coming by today. I wanted to start off with the mailbag, and I had a great letter. My Hotmail here. Dear Mr. Junk Bond, and it is addressed, you're going to like this. It says, Dear Mr. Bond, I've had questions about the goings on at the National Security Agency and other intelligence community organizations, and I've often wondered about the honesty and truthfulness thereof.